Day 43, Compromise. Victor living isn't about compromise. It isn't about trading one dream for a lesser dream. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 227. Sometimes one of the largest impediments to change is the fear that we won't like what our life might look like after the change occurs. The fear of the unknown is a real condition that can go a long way to influence the actions of the victor and victim thinker alike. Fear of the unknown is also a real situation in the spiritual realm as well. I once knew a dear lady who was diagnosed with a particularly aggressive form of cancer. She was told that survival from this form of cancer was not a possibility. In fact, to her doctor's knowledge, 1 year from diagnosis was the longest anyone had survived with this cancer type. 7 years later, my friend lay in the hospital for what we all knew was her last days. On one of the last times I saw her alive, she said something to me that was quite surprising. On that day, she told me she was afraid. When I asked her what she was afraid of, she told me, heaven. That caught me by total surprise. The very fact that she became the person to have survived longer than anyone else with this form of cancer was clearly a miracle from God in her eyes, as well as all of us who surrounded her, including her doctors. This miracle, combined with too many others for me to even list, made me think that her belief in God's love for her, as well as her future destiny after this life was gone, was completely assured. How could it be that a person who has so clearly seen circumstance after circumstance that could only have come from some power outside of ourselves be afraid of going to meet that power face to face? I now know how that can be, fear of the unknown. That's how it works when we come face to face with the possibility that we might have to trade one dream for that of another. My friend who died of cancer was facing the reality of trading her dream for this life for a dream of a life that promises to be even better. Put in that perspective, I can totally relate to the angst this friend was feeling as she faced the transition from this life to the next. Even a relatively bad dream can be more acceptable in our lives when faced with the fear of the unknown that comes with replacing that dream, even when that dream promises to be so much better. In today's Bible reading, we get a perspective on change that might help us when we face change in our lives. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, New International Version. What gives the victor peace in the troubling reality that change always happens is that God has set a time for all this change to take place. Even for my friend, it was her time to pass from this life to the other. I wish she had not felt the kind of fear that she did with the prospects of this change, but even fear can have a time and place in our life when God is concerned. It is when we use fear to stop us from stepping into the fullness of what God has for us that victim thinking takes control. I know that you have a dream for your life. So do I. What I'm trying to do as I live this life out as the victor God has called me to be is to focus on the dream I have through the lens of time. There will come a time when God will call me to another dream. The good news is that that new dream is not a compromise. Neither is my ability and desire to step into the new dream. I hope this fact tends to minimize the fear I might have in trading one dream for another when that time comes. What are your dreams? Is this the time God has for you to pursue those dreams? What are you going to do when it's time to step into a new dream? These are the kinds of questions we need to be discussing with our God and with those trusted advisors God has put around us. Let me state this for sure. Definite answers might not come as a result of your discussion with God and others. What will come is a confidence in who you are in God's eyes that will make you, just like my friend, ready to take the next step, even though fear might be a part of the process in transitioning from one dream to a better one.